to have a closer association, a more personal contact, a greater friendship with the Lord than we do now. That's always so. That we can excel means that wherever we are in our prayer life, we can go beyond that. We can surpass that. It means that wherever we are in our church life, we can surpass that. And we can excel means that wherever we are in our relationship with our brothers and sisters in Christ, we can go beyond that as well. That we can excel means that there is always a higher plane of spiritual living. That there is always a greater experience of the things of God. It means that there's always more enjoyment to be had in the Lord. It means that there is more of the peace of God. And all of these things are possible right now, that ye may excel. There is more knowledge. There is more faith. There is more grace. There is more power. There is more joy. There is more assurance. There is more peace. There are more spiritual treasures to be had. There is more to gain for you and I spiritually. There is more for you and I to obtain spiritually. There is more for us to lay hold of. And it is possible that ye may excel. It is possible. And we have the opportunity to advance spiritually, to progress spiritually, to be better, not just to do better, but to be better spiritually. Every time we pray, Lord, help me do better, we're missing something. You see, if we be better, we will do better. And we would be better off praying, Lord, help me to be better spiritually. Help me to be more spiritually. So there's always more. Therefore, we must never be content to stop anywhere in our spiritual life. There is no stopping point. Because no matter where we are spiritually, there's more. You may be closer to the Lord right now than you've ever been in your life. But there's more. You can be closer. That's true of all of us. Not a single individual who has ever lived on this earth outside of Jesus Christ has reached the pinnacle in any one area. In any area. Of spirituality. There is always more. There are times when we can say with David, my cup runneth over. But even in those times, there's more. There's more. There are times perhaps that we may even experience what Paul experienced in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 2. He was caught up into the third heaven. And even if we experience that, there's more. We can't be content with that because there's more. Don't ever be content to stop anywhere. Spiritually. Don't ever think that you've gone far enough in any one area of your spiritual life. because there's always more. So we've never gone far enough. There's always further to go. We need to realize this. Paul said in Philippians 3 and verse 13, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth. He's talking about spiritual things, unto those things which are before. There is always more spiritually. Such a thought ought to thrill our souls. That there is always, always more. Let's look at the attitude towards such a possibility. We see that the possibility exists that ye may excel. That ought to thrill our souls. There's more. What ought our attitude be toward spiritual excellence? It is seen in those two words, zealous and seek. The fact that there is more for us to possess spiritually, the fact that we can be more spiritually, the fact that we can do more spiritually, ought to have a powerful effect upon us. Remember Paul writing to the churches of Galatia. Churches of Galatia, of course, had been greatly affected by false teachers. And in Galatians 4 and verse 18, Paul said, it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing. It is always good to be zealously affected in a good thing. And he's talking spiritually. True spirituality is always a good thing. And the fact that there is more for us spiritually ought not only to affect us, it ought to affect us in a zealous way. That is, it is something that ought to move us. The fact that I can go further, the fact that there is always more spiritually, that ought to move me. That ought to move each one of us. It ought to zealously affect us, that you may excel. And such a possibility ought to zealously move us in the direction of the spiritual. If I can have more spiritually, then I ought to be moving in that direction. And I ought to be doing so with great zeal. Zealously affected. Notice in our text, it's zealous of spiritual. It conveys the idea of fervency. Fervency of the spiritual. It conveys the idea of enthusiasm. Enthusiastic for the spiritual. It's amazing how something can be, it can be too far to drive to a church service, but if it were anything else, it wouldn't be too far. Oh, that's just a short trip. We can make that in no time. But if it's a church, 2 hours! 2 hours away? There's no enthusiasm for spiritual things. But 2 hours to go to some worldly activity is nothing. 8 hours is nothing. There's a long way to drive for church services, for spiritual things. We ought to be zealous of the spiritual, enthusiastic for the spiritual. There's more to possess. Does that enthuse us? Means that we're to have an eagerness for the spiritual. Means that we're to have an intensity for the spiritual. Notice what it says. Zealous of spiritual gifts, that you may excel. Gifts is in the italics. It simply reads zealous of spiritual, that you may excel. We ought to be fervent. We ought to be devoted. We ought to be dedicated to excelling spiritually. We ought to be eager to excel spiritually. We ought to be energetic in excelling spiritually. We ought to be vigorous. We ought to be intense to excelling spiritually. Again, it is possible, and there is opportunity to possess more spiritually and to be more spiritually. So we have to ask ourselves, how zealous are we toward the spiritual? Don't compare yourself with someone else. How zealous are we toward the spiritual? What is our passion? What is our level of passion for spiritual things? What is our level of energy towards spiritual things? In light of what Jesus said in Matthew 5 and verse 6, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." There are not a whole lot of people filled with righteousness. So what does that mean? It means they don't hunger and thirst after it. Because Jesus said, if you hunger and thirst after it, you'll be filled. So in light of what Jesus said, just how much hunger and thirst is there for spiritual things? All you have to do is look around to answer that question. Not much. Very little. Very, very little thirst and hunger for spiritual things. We must not only be zealous of the spiritual, but notice the next word, seek. Seek that you may excel spiritually. What does it mean to seek? It means to go in search of. Go in search. Again, this is personal. Seek that ye may excel. Go in search of personal, spiritual excellence. What it means is look personally, look to your own life for spiritual excellence. You can have more, you can be more. Look for it, is what he's saying. Look for that excellence. Look always to be obtaining more spiritually. Work. Work toward spiritual excellence. Aim at spiritual excellence. There is before us right now the possibility. There is before us right now the opportunity of a higher plane of spiritual living. Are we seeking it? Are we seeking it? To seek implies a desire. It implies a desire to find. It implies a desire to obtain. Are we seeking a higher plane of spiritual living? There is a greater experience of the things of God. Seek that ye may excel. Unless you believe that you have the closest relationship that you can possibly have with the Lord, it ought to be your mission to seek it. Seek that ye may excel. It means that we have to long for it. We have to hunger for it. We have to thirst for it. It means we have to get out of the mindset of spiritual contentment. There's no stopping point. There's no place where we can be satisfied unless you are 100% like Christ. You have no business being satisfied with where you are spiritually. None. It means that we have to get out of the mindset of mediocrity. God's people have settled for mediocrity in spiritual things. There is more. We must never settle. We must never settle for what we have spiritually. There is more to gain. There is more to obtain spiritually. We must never, ever settle. Never. Unless you pray like you ought to, you must never settle for whatever your prayer life is. Unless you have all the faith that you can possibly have, you must never settle for whatever faith you have. This is true of all areas of our spiritual life. Don't ever settle spiritually for what is normal around you. Because there's always more. Don't ever settle spiritually for what is ordinary around you, what is typical, what is usual. But rather, with great passion and devotion, dedication and commitment and enthusiasm, with great energy and eagerness, move in the direction of spiritual, of obtaining more spiritually. Seek that you may excel. Reach forth. Extend yourself toward a higher plane of spiritual living. To seek that you may excel, you must overcome all distractions. And our biggest distraction is our own flesh. That will always be our biggest distraction. I don't care if you are surrounded by all kinds of other distractions, your biggest distraction will always be you. It will always be us. Always. Do not allow anything or anybody get in the way of a pursuit of more spiritually. Husbands and wives individually must seek to excel, but husbands and wives ought to zealously seek together to excel spiritually. And each needs to look at their position, whether it be that of a husband or that of a wife, as the minister to the spirituality of my spouse. That is our responsibility. You do not say anything, you do not do anything that would harm them spiritually in any way. You minister to their needs. You minister to them spiritually. You promote an atmosphere conducive to spiritual things. There are atmospheres today that are absolutely deadly to the spiritual. There are homes, you walk in the door, and there's an atmosphere that'll smother spirituality. You must promote an atmosphere conducive to the spirituality of your own self, and to the spirituality of your husband, and to the spirituality of your wife. You do nothing that would in any way stand in the way of your spouse possessing or being more spiritually. Parents ought to minister to and provide an atmosphere that promotes spiritual excellence in their children. Parents today, not all of course, but parents today promote athletic excellence, academic excellence, and they do so above spiritual excellence. Nothing more important than the spiritual. You and I can possess more and be more spiritually. Oh, how we need to realize the possibility is there. Not only is the possibility there, but the opportunity is there. And this ought to affect us. This ought to move us to be moving in the direction of spiritual things. Lastly, notice the impact. If we're zealous of the spiritual and we zealously seek that we may excel to the edifying of the church. Again, this is written to a church. Therefore, it is written to church members. And what they are admonished to do, if they would do it, would have a tremendous positive impact upon the church to which they belong. Don't forget the condition of the Corinthian church when Paul wrote this. This would fix that condition. If each and every member got right with God and began to seek the spiritual, it would fix and would greatly impact the church. Notice again, to the edifying of the church. What does it mean to excel spiritually? I believe it means that we are always, we are continually surpassing where we are spiritually. We are continually surpassing that. Most of God's people that are considered faithful today serve the Lord in bursts. And those are considered the faithful ones. They serve the Lord in spurts. But to excel is to do so, is to continually surpass. It is being conformed daily to the image of Jesus Christ. It is continually being better spiritually. And if we do that, it has a positive, a favorable, a constructive, a useful, and beneficial effect upon the church of which we're members of. The word edifying, seek that you may excel spiritually to the edifying of the church. It means to build. How are we going to build our church? Excel spiritually. It'll be to the edifying, to the building of the church. To edify is to fashion, to model, to shape. What is it that shapes our churches? Spirituality, or lack of. It is our spiritual condition that shapes our churches. It is the spiritual condition of each and every member that shapes our churches. What do our churches look like? Well, it depends on the spiritual condition of each member. To edify means to increase. How are we going to increase our church? Be more spiritual. If each and every member would be more spiritual every single day, the church would increase. Maybe not in number, but the church would increase spiritually. You see, people today, they want to build a church. They want the church fashioned in a certain way. They want to see increase, but they want to do so by bypassing spirituality. It doesn't work. To edify means to establish, to confirm. We want to be established. How are we going to do that? Well, if we were to ask people, you'd have all kinds of ideas. Well, we need to do this and we need to do that. Here's what we need to do. We need each member to get right with God. We need each member from that point on to advance spiritually. That's what we need to do. Let's be honest. Most people don't want to do it that way. They'd rather do it another way. We'll get a committee. Get all the committees you want. Unless spirituality increases, the church will die spiritually. Unless we increase in our level of spirituality. We need to realize, and I'm afraid most of God's people do not realize it, and they don't want to realize it. We need to realize that it is our spiritual condition, and it is our attitude toward our spiritual condition that goes toward either the building or the demolishing of the church of which we are a member. We need to realize that. And like I said, I don't think there's very many who do, and there's even fewer who want to realize it. Because that replaces responsibility upon us as individuals. So our spiritual condition and our attitude toward our own spiritual condition either goes toward the building or the demolishing of the church. Our spiritual condition, whether it be good or bad, goes toward fashioning and shaping the church of which we are a member. We need to realize that. That needs to get a hold of us. That needs to get a hold of us. It needs to move us. Someone will say, well, I want to help the church. I'll hold an office. Holding an office or a position in the church does not necessarily mean that you are contributing to the good of the church. That depends upon whether or not you are contributing to the good of the church, depends upon your spiritual condition. Not whether or not you hold an office, but on your spiritual condition. I'll say something in fear of being misunderstood. But even faithful church attendance does not mean that you are contributing to the good of the church. Not if your spirituality is rotten. You can be here every Sunday morning. You can be here early. You can be here every Sunday evening and be early and every Wednesday evening. But if you're not spiritually right, you're not contributing to the edifying of the church. You see, we get things twisted. Oh, they're faithful members because they're here all the time. Is that what makes them faithful? I don't think so. I don't think so. What makes them faithful is their level of spirituality. Are they increasing spiritually? Are they ascending spiritually? That's what determines whether or not we are contributing to the benefit of the church or whether or not we are contributing to the demise of the church. And though many things, you know, you could have a meeting. We're going to get everybody's say on what is contributing to the demise of the church. And all people have all kinds of things to say. The answer is really simple. Lack of spirituality. If we are excelling spiritually, we will not contribute to the demise of the church. If we are ascending spiritually, we will be contributing to the edifying of the church of which we are a member. So you see, it is our spiritual condition that goes toward the spiritual support of the church. To edify, to support. Are we excelling spiritually? Are we continually moving in the right direction spiritually? That's what supports the church. To be the spiritual help and assistance to the church of which we are a member. If we're going to help the church of which we are a member, we have to be ascending spiritually. If we are to assist that church, again, you say, well, I'll hold an office and I'll help out. That won't help out if you're not spiritually right. You can hold 6 offices. Won't matter. Won't help out. Be here every Sunday and every Sunday night and every Wednesday night. But if you quench the Spirit of God when you're here, are you helping the church? I don't think so. That's contributing to the demise of the church. We got things all backwards today. And it's amazing. And what amazes me and what shocks me and discourages me is that God's people, for the most part, are content to keep it that way. Yes, we're twisted in our thinking and we got things all backwards, but that's just the way it is. We need to be more spiritual. That's the answer. That's the answer. If we're going to contribute to the spiritual nourishment of the church, we have to be more spiritual. If we're going to contribute to the strengthening of the church, we have to be more spiritual. The fact is, and this may offend some, but the fact is this. If you are in a state of spiritual decline, you are contributing to the weakening of the church. But I'm here every Sunday. I hold an office. Doesn't matter. If you are in a spiritual decline, you are contributing to the demise of the church. You are contributing to the weakening of that church. Or I've been a member for 50 years, or 80 years, or 20 years. That makes it even worse. You've had that long to contribute to the demise of the church if you're not right spiritually. You see, it doesn't matter. That's not what's important, how long you've been a member. What's important is what has been your spiritual condition all of those years in which you've been a member. That tells whether or not you've contributed to the strengthening of the church. Oh, how zealous we ought to be to seek to continually excel spiritually. How we ought to strive to excel. There's always more. That's why the most spiritual individuals are the ones who think that they are unspiritual. You get somebody who thinks they're spiritual, they're as unspiritual as they come. If you're truly spiritual, you won't think you're very spiritual. Because you know yourself. We ought to strive personally to excel. There's more to have. There's more to obtain. There's more to be. And we ought to be striving every day for that. We ought to dedicate ourselves to that. We ought to commit ourselves to spiritual excellency in our attitudes. In our attitudes. In our attitudes toward God's house, in our attitudes toward God's people. It's truly sad. God's people drag themselves into God's house acting like they've been whipped all the way here. Take them to a ball game and they're all excited. Something's wrong. Something's terribly wrong. We need to strive for spiritual excellency in our attitudes, in our behavior. We ought to do this because it would honor God. Because it would glorify God. And because it would edify the church which Jesus Christ built. The church which Jesus Christ purchased with His own blood. So unless you have arrived in spirituality, this message is for you. Unless there's someone here who has reached the level of Jesus Christ, this is for us. There's more. There's more. Preached last Sunday night. Breathe in God and fix me. This morning, think God. Think about those three things. Think God, breathe in God, fix me. If every one of us would do those three things, not just tonight, but every day, what a difference. What a difference it would make. We would see it in our individual lives, and we would see it collectively as a body of Christ. The way to fix church problems is for everybody to get more spiritual. That's the way that'll fix it. I don't care what the problem is. That'll fix it. You can come up with all the other solutions you want to and bypass spirituality, and you have not fixed anything. You have just created more problems. If you want to fix problems, we need to start with ourselves and get right with God. We need to start with me. We need to start with each one of us individually. Getting right with God. Making sure that All of our sin is confessed. Make sure that we've got everything right. And then ascend from there. You see, today people want to ascend without digging their way out of all the trash that they built up over the years. It's going to take you a while to dig out of that mess. So the best place to begin is to get right. There is much rubbish so that we cannot build, they said to Nehemiah. That's true today. A lot of rubbish. A lot of spiritual rubbish. And the pile just gets higher and higher and higher. And people come up with more and more so-called solutions. But there's only one that'll work. Repent. Repent. And seek spiritual excellence. We don't have much time left. God has chosen us to serve Him here in these last days. Very dark. And yet most of God's people give very, very little light. We ought to be shining brightly because of the, just simply because of the darkness. If we were just half of what we should be, we'd be beaming lights. God help us to excel spiritually. To spiritually excel. And that we would not plant in anyone's mind that is more important to excel in other areas than spiritual areas. There's nothing more important than spirituality. Nothing more important than the condition of your soul. Nothing. When you die, it's the condition of your soul that's going to matter. That's what's going to matter. And when it's all said and done, that's what matters. And God's people today are so mixed up, they don't even know what matters anymore. They really don't. They don't get it. They just don't get it. God help us to strive for spirituality. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in a verse of song. Let's all stand. Brother Larry, lead us in singing.